here's a story from The World.
In Brazil, newly inaugurated President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has promised to promote sustainable development for the Amazon. The goals are to stop rampant deforestation and, at the same time, keep agribusiness thriving. Not an easy thing to do in the massive rainforest. Today, part one in a series of stories looking at the future of the Amazon. Michael Fox reports on what Lula did when he was last president and what experts think he should do now.
Valdemar de Assis corrals his herd of cattle back into their pen after a day in the field. He's a family farmer whose land runs alongside the Trans-Amazon Highway in the Amazonian state of Pará. The lush forest here was cut decades ago amid a government push to open up the jungle. De Assis grew up here on a farm. Today, he says he has about 300 cows. Milk cows and the calves, he says. I milk the cows in the morning. I start around 4 a.m. The milk is already out the door by 6. He provides milk to the local community. His farm is about 100 acres. That's small for the Amazon, still considered a family farm. He raises pigs, sheep, chickens, corn and vegetables, even fish. But Assis's cows are his life. It's so beautiful to see them walking in front of you, and also knowing that tomorrow you're going to have a little more income. It's good. De Assis says he makes about 6,000 reais, or $1,000 a month. That's not bad for Brazil, six times the minimum wage. Agronomist Anderson Borges says small family farmers in the Amazon are responsible for roughly three-quarters of the products that feed local Brazilians, and as much as 90% of the jobs in agriculture here. For Borges, sustainable development in areas that have already been deforested can look a lot like Valdemar de Assis's land. The key ingredient, he says, is raising a variety of crops and animals. Having a diversity of many products means you don't need to intensify the production of just one crop, so you don't need a lot of pesticides and you don't need to deforest, Borges says. Farmers like this are likely going to get a boost from Brazil's new President Lula.
Nós criamos programa chamado Mais Alimentos.
That's him talking a few years back about his program Mais Alimentos, or More Food, which he launched in 2008 during his last term in office. The program supported small producers and family farmers with technical assistance, loans, and government contracts in order to increase local agricultural production. Lula has again promised to back small producers. But in the Amazon, family farmers make up just a small slice of the economy, and they have less than a quarter of farmland in the region. Another group is king. That's Big Ag, driven by multinational companies. Brazil leads the world in exports of both beef and soybeans. They're also the top two drivers of deforestation in the Amazon rainforest. President Lula has promised to stop deforestation. It's something he's done before. In his first term in office 20 years ago, he enacted new strict regulations, inspections, land registries, and wood and meat tracking systems. Those policies helped to cut deforestation rates in half within 2 years.
Não precisamos desmatar sequer metro de terra.
We don't need to cut down even a meter of forest to continue to be one of the biggest food producers in the world, Lula said at the COP27 summit in November. The president wants to roll back deforestation without kneecapping the industry. But that can be a hard needle to thread. André Cotrim is an economics professor at Pará Federal University. You can't amputate the arm of an important source of production demanding sustainable practices without offering the necessary elements for them to be implemented, he says. Sueli Araújo is the former head of Brazil's environmental protection agency, IBAMA. She says that Lula has to have a two-pronged approach against deforestation, fighting criminal actions like clear cuts and fires, while also supporting the local economy. We have to have a regional development plan for the Amazon, which shows that the government wants to generate income for residents of the region, she says, but does this with the forest still standing and with economic options that protect the forest. Araújo says that Lula did this well in 2004, and she says he's poised to do it again. The future of the Amazon rainforest largely depends on Lula's success. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.
From PRX.